الحمد لله الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا المصطفى صلى الله تبارك وتعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل يا عبادي الذين أسرفوا على أنفسهم لا تقنطوا من رحمة الله إن الله يغفر الذنوب جميعا إنه هو الغفور الرحيم وعن أنس رضي الله تعالى عنه وعنهم قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم كل بني آدم خطاء وخير الخطائين التوابون أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم Respected ulama ikram, elders and brothers in Islam, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has mentioned in the Quran Sharif that أَلَمْ يَأْنِنِ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَن تَخْشَعَ قُلُوبُهُمْ لِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ Addressing the believers, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, that has not the time come for the believers to turn their hearts, to turn the attention of their hearts towards the remembrance of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. وَمَا نَزَلَ مِنَ الْحَقِّ And has not the time come for the believers to turn their hearts towards what has been revealed in the Quran Sharif, towards the teachings of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, towards the teachings of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Indeed, dear friends, the answer to this question is that the time has indeed come. It is about time that we realize the objective, the purpose that we have been sent into this world. The purpose of our existence, dear friends, is not just to make lots and lots of money, to drive good vehicles, to eat good food. All these things are permissible. They are halal. But the objective is far more noble. And no one else can tell us the objective of living in this world. No one else can tell us the objective of our creation better than Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Just as how, if the manufacturers of a particular appliance inform us that the object of this machine is, for example, to crush dal, then we cannot expect to crush bricks or stones in that machine. They are the manufacturers of the machine, and they know why they have made that machine. Similarly, dear friends, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is our creator. He knows why He has created us. And He Himself mentions in the Quran Sharif that وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ That jinnat and insan have not been created but for my ibadat, but so that they worship me, but so that they recognize me, they gain my recognition, and they leave this world in the state that they have acquired this objective. Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu taqullah haqqa tuqati. O believers, ittaqullah, acquire the quality of taqwa. Acquire the quality of taqwa. وَلَا تَمُوتُنَّ إِلَّا وَأَنْتُمْ مُسْلِمُونَ And do not die but in a state that you are Muslims, that you have submitted yourself to the will, to the commandments of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, and you have acquired your objective in life. Dear friends, hasn't the time come now? أَلَمْ يَأْنِنِ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَن تَخْشَعَ قُلُوبُهُمْ لِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ Hasn't the time come now that we turn our attention towards Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. We are in the holy month of Sha'ban, and in a few days Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is going to grant us, inshallah, the holy month of Ramadan, a time where we can acquire the most from the mercies of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. We can draw from His treasures. But it means that if we haven't already started preparing for the month of Ramadan spiritually, then we ought to start preparing for it from now. We have a few days. Let us prepare for the month of Ramadan and gain from His treasures. Dear friends, if we look all around the world, everywhere in the world, the Muslims are suffering. The Muslims are suffering in Palestine, in Iraq, in Pakistan, in Afghanistan. Everywhere, all over the world, the Muslims are suffering. And their suffering is because of our actions. Let us not point a finger at anyone else and say that they are very sinful people, that's why they are suffering. No, their sufferings are because of our actions. ظهر الفساد في البر والبحر بما كسبت أيدي الناس. Corruption, problems, difficulties have spread all over the earth because of the actions of mankind. A poet says that ummat e muslima par to ban aayi hai. The ummat of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is suffering. Ummat e muslima par to ban aayi hai aur tu gend balle ka shaid aayi hai. And you are worried about your bat and ball. You are worried about your soccer matches, about your recreation. You are worried about your Saturday nights, about your drugs, about your drinking. You are worried about all these things. Ummat-e muslima par to ban aayi hai aur tu gend balle ka shaid aayi hai. Tujh pe kyun is qadar behisi chhai hai? Why have you become so indifferent from the problems, from the sufferings, from the conditions that avail around you? Kyun nahi uthata hai haathon mein teeron kama? Why don't you pick up in your hand the bow and the arrow? In other words, why don't you understand the objective of your life? Why don't you work towards acquiring that objective? Aaj ke naujawan sun lo meri fughan. He says that, O youth of today, listen to my cry, listen to my lament, listen to my complaint. Thus, dear friends, the first step in turning towards Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, the first step towards acquiring this objective that Allah ta'ala has clearly mentioned in the Quran Sharif, the acquisition of taqwa, is to make istighfar and tawbah, is to cry before Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala about for forgiveness and repentance from our sins. Istighfar means to ask for forgiveness from the sins that we have committed in the past. And tawbah means to make a firm determination that we are not going to return towards those sins in the future. So as tawbah, istighfar is necessary, tawbah is even more necessary, that we make a firm determination to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala that we are not going to return to the sins. And now is the time to do it, dear friends. If we want to draw from the mercies of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala in the month of Ramadan, let us make tawbah and istighfar from now. No matter how many sins we might have committed, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is oft forgiving. Allah ta'ala is kind and merciful. He is compassionate. He wants to forgive. He only wants us to take the first few steps. Just like how a father... when that little child is beginning to walk, the father leaves the child alone and wants the child to take one or two steps, and when the child begins to fall, again the father holds him close and takes him to his bosom. Just like that, dear friends, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala wants us to take the first few steps. It is narrated in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that the person who comes walking towards Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, Allah Ta'ala comes running towards him. All that is required from us is to take the first few steps towards Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala mentions in the Quran Sharif, encouraging the believers, that قُلْ يَا عِبَادِيَ الَّذِينَ أَسْرَفُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, say to my servants, look at how much love Allah Ta'ala is speaking to us with. Allah Ta'ala could have said over here, that say to the sinful ones, say to the ones who have oppressed me, who have gone against my commandments, but no. Say to my beloved servants, Ya Ibadi, Alladina Asrafu ala Anfusihim, those who have transgressed against themselves, who have oppressed themselves, they haven't oppressed me. They haven't oppressed me, they have oppressed themselves by going against the commandments of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Say to them, La taqnatu min rahmatillah. Do not despair of the mercy of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Do not become despondent. Have hope. Be optimistic of the mercy of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Inna Allah yaghfiru dhunuba jami'a. Verily Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will forgive each and every one of our sins. Each and every one of our sins, Allah Ta'ala will forgive it. Innahu huwa al-ghafur al-raheem. Verily Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is oft forgiving. And verily Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is most merciful. In a hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned that an Anasin radiallahu ta'ala anhu anhum, qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, kullu bani adama khatta'un, that each and every son of Adam, each and every insan makes mistake, he errs. He commits sins. Allah Ta'ala has made us like that. But وَخَيْرُ الْخَطَّائِينَ التَّوَّابُونَ, the most beloved of those who commit sins, the most beloved of those who make mistakes, who err, are التَّوَّابُونَ. The most beloved of them are those who turn towards Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Hazrat Khaja Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh, the glorious Khalifa and companion of Hazrat Hakim al-Ummat Mujaddidul Millat, Hazrat Maulana Ashraf Ali Sahib Thanvi Rahmatullah Alayh, mentions that jo nakam hota rahe umr bhar bhi, jo nakam hota rahe umr bhar bhi, bahar hal koshish to aashik na chhore, bahar hal koshish to aashik na chhore, ye rishta muhabbat ka qaim hi rakhe, jo so baar toote to so baar jore. He says, jo nakam hota rahe umr bhar bhi, even if we are unsuccessful in our tawbah, even if we are unsuccessful in our tawbah, all the time our tawbah keeps breaking, we make a firm determination and pledge with Allah tabarak wa ta'ala that we are not going to return to our sins. But again, we are insan and we are human beings. Again, we return to those very same sins. Then, bahar hal koshish to aashik na chore. Our work is to try, make an effort in the path of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And a lover never leaves out making an effort. Even if he knows that he's going to commit the sin again, but a true lover of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, a true believer in Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, he will never ever leave making koshish, making an effort. Bahar hal koshish to aashik na chore, ye rishta muhabbat ka qaim hi rakhe. This relationship of muhabbat and love with Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, he must keep it firm and strong all the time. Continue making tawbah, jo so baar toote to so baar jore. If it breaks 100 times, then we will mend the relationship 100 times. If the relationship breaks 100 times, then we will mend this relationship again 100 times. In a hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that is narrated in Bukhari Sharif and in Muslim Sharif, Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam says, An Abi Sa'idin al-Khudri radiyallahu ta'ala anhu anhum, qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Hazrat Abu Sa'id Khudri radiyallahu ta'ala anhu narrates, that the Rasul of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned that kana fi bani Israel rajulun qatala 99 insanan. There was a man in the bani Israel who had killed 99 people. There was a man in the bani Israel who had killed 99 people. Fakharaja yasalu faata rahiban. He came out and he wanted to ask someone if there is any forgiveness for him. So he came to a rahib, to a monk, an alim of the time. And he asked him, Alahu tawbatun, is there any tawbah for me? I have killed 99 people, is there any tawbah for me? فَقَالَ لَا. That alim told him that there is no tawbah for you. Since you have killed 99 people, I cannot see any mercy from you, for you from the side of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So nevertheless, he killed this person as well. فَقَتَّلَهُ. He killed this person as well. Now he had killed 100 people. And he continued and he asked, he found another person, and Allah wala, a wali of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, فَقَالَ لَهُ اِتِقَرْيَةَ كَذَا وَكَذَا. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says that this person told him that go to so and so basti, so and so village, and go there and make tawbah in that village, and inshallah Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will accept your tawbah and Allah ta'ala will forgive you. Mullah Ali Qari rahmatullah alayhi writes that the village, ay al-qaryatul lati ahluha sulaha. Ahluha sulaha. It was that village where the inmates of the village, that people dwelling in that village, were pious people. From here we understand that the place where pious people live as well becomes a barbarkat place. The place where pious people live becomes a barbarkat place. If we go to those places, to the majalis of zikr that happen all over the place, especially in this masjid, if we come to these majalis of zikr and make tawbah towards Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, Allah ta'ala will forgive our sins. I'm not saying that we have to come only to this masjid or only in a particular place Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will forgive us. No, Allah ta'ala can forgive us everywhere. But from this hadith we learn that the tawbah is more accepted. Allah ta'ala accepts it more readily in a place where the pious people live. So this person goes to that place. It is a hadith of Bukhari Sharif. And on the way, he passes away. فَخَصَمَتْ مَلَائِكَةُ الرَّحْمَةُ وَمَلَائِكَةُ الْعَذَابُ. When he passes away, and he is on the way to that basti, and he has at the back of his mind that he is going to make tawbah, when he reaches that village, he passed away. Then the angels came, the angels of rahmat, the angels of mercy, and the angels of azab and punishment, both of them came and they began disputing amongst themselves. The angels of azab said that we will take him, because he has killed 100 people and he hasn't yet made the tawbah. And the angels of rahmat and mercy said that it was his intention that he is going to make tawbah, and he has taken the first step towards Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, that's why we will take his soul. فَقَالَ اللَّهُ تَبَارَكَ وَتَعَالَى فَأَوْحَى اللَّهُ إِلَى هَذِهِ أَن تَقَرَّبِي وَإِلَى هَذِهِ أَن تَبَاعَدِي. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam mentions in the hadith that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala thereafter told the earth towards the pious people, the earth that was towards the pious people, to come closer. And the earth that he had left, the people that he had left, his village, he told, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala told that village to go far away. And then told the malaika that measure the distance between these two places. Look at the mercy of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. In reality, this person had died. He had passed away closer to his basti, closer to the basti where he had committed all those sins. But Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala told the land to go further away, and told the other land to come closer. And thereafter Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, قِيسُوا بَيْنَهُمَا, that measure the distance between the lands. And whichever land he is closer to, then those angels must take him away. So he was closer when they measured the distance. He was closer to the land of the pious. Therefore the angels of mercy took him away. This is just a hadith which narrates and which shows the mercy of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. There is absolutely no need for us to despair, to become despondent of the mercy of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. There is just a need for us to turn towards Him and make sincere tawbah. And there are a few sharait, a few conditions of tawbah that we need to keep in mind. The first condition that my Shaykh Hazrat Maulana Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib Damat Barakatum says, he says that the person who is making tawbah, the first condition is that he keeps himself away from the ma'asiyat. He separates himself from the sin that he has been committing. He separates himself from the sin that he is committing. It is not that he is looking at something that he has been commanded not to look at, and there he is saying, Astaghfirullah, Astaghfirullah. Maulana, look at what type of nudity there is around. then such an istighfar requires another istighfar. He must abstain, keep away from the sin, go somewhere else, keep himself away, separate himself from that sin, and then turn towards Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And the second shart is that he must make a firm determination. أَيَّعْزِمَ عَزْمًا جَازِمًا أَلَّا يَعُودَ إِلَيْهَا أَبَدًا. He must make a firm determination that he is not going to return to that particular sin. If he makes these conditions, if he makes tawbah and keeps these conditions at the back of his mind, fulfilling all these conditions, then inshallah tabaraka wa ta'ala, Allah ta'ala will forgive him. And Allah ta'ala will make it easy for him to acquire the objective of his life. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us tawfiq to make amal on whatever has been said. May He give us the tawfiq to prepare abundantly and well for the holy month of Ramadan and draw from His mercies abundantly from this holy month of Ramadan. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen.